Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has once again rejected accusations of Russia's interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential election.
We are accused of interfering not only in U.S. elections, but also in those of other countries without one piece of evidence.
Lavrov says no facts have been presented to support the allegations. On Monday, the special counsel Robert Mueller, who is leading the probe into alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election, issued the first charges in the case. The former campaign manager of Donald Trump and another aide were indicted by a federal grand jury over conspiracy to launder money and to provide false statements. The two appeared in court and were placed under house arrest. A former foreign policy advisor to Trump has also pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about contacting Kremlin-linked foreign nationals. Trump denies the charges have anything to do with the election. Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist, joins us from Tampa. So many headlines that has come out on this, but one that really caught my attention, and I'm going to put it forward to you, and that is Robert Mueller has just started. Is this just the beginning?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I think that unfortunately Manafort has, you know, such deep ties to the nefarious nature of his work when he was working with oligarchs in Ukraine, working with Marcos in the Philippines, you know, and Trump has known both Stone and Manafort since the late 70s and early 80s. In fact, they've gotten involved in his development of the Trump casinos, and they've also gotten involved in the works that he was working alongside the Casino and Gambling Administrations with the Indians. So these guys have been friends for a long time. Obviously, Manafort has very close ties to very powerful people in Ukraine, certainly has very close ties to some of the most oppressive leaders in some countries in Africa, obviously the Philippines, a bad guy all around, and obviously a close friend of Donald Trump. So at this point, you know, Trump has distanced himself from Manafort, acting like he doesn't even know him. Certainly, Manafort will probably be protected by the intelligence community because he does know a lot of things that the intelligence community was involved with in those particular nations. I'm sure that he was working alongside the State Department as well as alongside the embassies and the Commerce Departments in those respective countries with those unfortunately those horrible oppressive dictators that Manafort was representing. So this is a very complicated issue. This is has dirt all over it. Obviously, the ties to the U.S. election are nothing. They've shown no evidence whatsoever. Certainly, Manafort has very good ties to the Russians, and certainly the Russians preferred Trump over over Clinton. But at the end of the day, you know, Trump is nothing more than an insane clown president. This is an article that came out by Matt Taibbi this week. He's a very insane guy that unfortunately has ties to incredibly nefarious individuals like Manafort and other mafioso types out of New Jersey and elsewhere. So there's plenty of garbage here to uncover. It's just a matter of how much Mueller's going to go after and how much they want to protect and not embarrass the entire nation with the horrible things that have been going on since not just under Manafort, but absolutely prior to Manafort, and many other individuals that are much like him in the U.S. U.S. society.
Thank you, Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist from Tampa.